Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I want you to want me.
This one out to Tom Brady.
It's a good one.
Does Tom Brady need to be recruited? Is that really going to need to happen, Zoe?
Here? No.
Are you sure?
What are you going to do? Put him up downtown at the Ritz? Pick up his tab at the Capitol Grill?
Is he going to need to be sold by wherever it is he goes? Is he going to need to have the full, like, wind and dine type of thing wherever he goes?
I mean, is this all threat? Like, get it done before I hit the road? Because I am going to do the tour? Or does he really want to do the tour? And then ultimately come back?
Where do you think things are at right now? When you see Brady, we'll get to him yesterday on Instagram. Like, what do you think's going through his mind right now?
He's worried about what receiver they're going to place Dorsett with and which tight end they want.
All right, so that's like a Patriot-centric thought for him right now, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's your issue. Because he looks at it, I don't think he – I'm not going to say he doesn't care about the defense, but, yeah, we just talked about Celtics and expectations, right? Like, what's your expectations with them? When we knew this offense was sputtering at the end of the year, what were our realistic expectations? Then you end up going wild card game. Then we're thinking, this thing ain't going where we think it's going. So we revalued redid our expectations. We readjust them. What is Brady's expectations for this offense if it stays the same? That's the thing. You can't promise him anything. That's the tour. That's what you're going to wind him, dine him with. Tight ends and receivers.
Is part of what Brady's thinking right now is like, I wonder if anyone's going to call my bluff and come up with an offer of 4 years, $120 million, 90 of which guaranteed, when I really don't want to play that long. I mean, I know I'm saying I want to keep playing, but I got two more years in me, tops.
For whatever.
What if one of these teams comes forward and it gets out that they offered me all the money and all the years and I didn't take it?
Right. Ugh. For whatever reason, he's pissed off and wants to prove somebody wrong. Is it them? Is it the national people? Is it other, like, he posted on, what was it, Instagram and Twitter? It's the last time I will wear a sport coat. Next year, I will not be wearing a sport coat to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Meeting the top 100 players. He was there representing the top 100.
Meaning he's going to be wearing his jersey, we assume, right? Wants to be there playing.
So what other team gives you... Tell me what team where he can go, as he just found out, and he knew all year long, we didn't have enough to get, and my expectations are different for this offense. Because we don't have it to get where we need to go. He knew it. He knew it mid-year. He knew it when they were 8-1. He knew it when I sat down with him at the bye after Baltimore and they lost. You know, you're thinking, I have certain expectations and we're not there.
Here's what ESPN has, Dan Graziano, in a story that has the headline, "Could Brady, Breeze, and Rivers really change teams? What we're hearing." Here's the part about Tom Brady. It says, "Sources say Brady is looking forward to being a free agent and all that comes with it. The pitches from teams and potential visits from or to teams. And the Patriots are going to have to pitch him. even though he knows everything there is to know about their pro, he knows everything there is to know about their program, their culture, and what his day-to-day life will be like if he re-signs. Brady is coming off a season in which the New England offense ranked 23rd in yards per play, 26th in red zone efficiency, and 18th in yards per attempt. He needs to hear from the team how it plans to make the offense better in 2020. He needs to be pitched.
Okay, so
do you think? All right, take that literally, like as
pitch,
it's written.
Does it mean one to die? No, this doesn't mean one.
Obviously,
to die.
Other teams would have to give him the pitch about why he should sign with them.
I think that's what he wants to do. I think he wants to go there. Go okay, and he's going to take it back to the Patriots whenever he gets it from these other teams. Here's a part A. This is what they're willing to pay me. Here's what they've pitched me as far as personnel. Here's this receiver, that receiver. They already have this tight end in place. We're going to get this back. This is what you have to beat. Here's their offer. Beat it.
I don't see it happening.
Well, what
like,
are the
I
reasons?
Just can't
what?
Envision that meeting going down where Brady goes in and tells Bill Belichick, you need to do X, Y, and Z to match this team. He's going to say, go pound sand. Go find a new team then. Take the deal. Bye.
Okay.
Does it work? And does he walk into the room and say, Bill, why should I stay?
That now that's a little different though. And
here are my concerns. Why should I stay?
I think wording it that way could be perceived as a little bit offensive.
Contentious.
Right? Like,
no,
if that's the way you phrase it,
I disagree.
That's a problem.
I disagree. Because
why should I stay? Well, wait a minute.
Why should I accept your offer over another team's
offer? We've done this for 20 years, and we've had a lot of success. You see what the league is now and what we need to do and who we need to beat. How are you going to adjust? And this is what everybody talks about with Belichick. From a personnel standpoint, he builds his team according to who you're going to face this next year. Why do you get Stephon Gilmore? Because you want him to match up with the 6'4" receiver, right? So Bill adjusts accordingly as to what are the trends in the league, study the league, and we need to build our team accordingly.
Yeah, but you can't build your team year to year every year.
I know that, but you tweak it. You tweak it, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
They're at a point now where they've got a lot of building to do, though.
See, they're old.
They're the oldest roster in the NFL.
And Brady's age helps skew that, too. As far as being older. I mean, there's not many 43-year-old players.
They're old in a lot of spots, though.
Yeah. Safety's old.
They're old in their secondary.
Receiver's old. Yep. Linebackers are old.
What if Belichick just pulls up the film from the Dolphins game and says, this throw Eric Rowe took to the house, we eliminate that throw, and we'll get better. We eliminate that throw, we'll get a bye. You never know what happens after you get the bye.
See, and that's a thing.
If he wants to throw it back in his face.
So what other teams could you look at where Brady realistically thinks we're going to be a 12-13 win team there? Because he ain't playing for 8-8. He ain't playing for wild card weekend again. He knows you need the bye if ultimately you want to play on a Super Bowl team next year. Do you really have that in Tampa? Chargers, eh. But you're playing Kansas City twice a year. Yeah. Vegas is better. It's funny how we call them Vegas. Where else are you going to go? Dallas? See, that could be that. Dallas to me, as far as a crazy ass owner, great facilities, pretty good team, good offensive line. That's a big offensive line. They got running backs. They got pretty good receivers. Dallas, if they can't get Dak done, would he make a play for Brady for 2 years? Yeah, I don't have enough pie for Dak, but I got enough pie for you. Come on, eat some pie down here. You like eating pie. Dallas, I mean, nobody's talking about Dallas.
Well, Colin Coward's talking about Dallas.
Oh, he is?
Talked about Dallas yesterday, I believe. Yeah, where's Dallas coming from all of a sudden?
Dallas might be a player in this.
Oh, really? Dallas might be a player in all of this.
Is Dallas a playoff team?
They should be.
Is Mike McCarthy a pretty good offensive coach?
He's better than what they had.
Better than what they have. So they've upgraded a coach. That's a veteran coach who would know how to deal with a veteran quarterback because he's had to do it. And a high maintenance one in Aaron Rodgers.
Sounds like Zoe's telling us Dallas is a real factor and Dallas is in play now.
Sure, Brady respects Kellen Moore. His abilities.
Let's talk more about that. About the possibility of
him calling it
building a better team going elsewhere. and some of the ideas that have been floated, including Brady in Dallas.
Dallas has money.
We'll talk about that coming up next.
And they're good.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
There have been rumors about the Raiders. Put Tom in a Raiders uniform, apologize to our radio audience. It doesn't look right. He's the most corporate NFL brand. They're the Rebels. It doesn't look right. The Titans are a franchise that never wins the big game. Tom almost always wins them. That doesn't look right. The Miami Dolphins, I've heard Giselle wants to live in Miami. You've got to be kidding me. This is awful. But if Dak continues to ask for top of the market money, just look at Brady in a Cowboy uniform. For an owner in Jerry Jones, oh my God, that is the number one merchandise seller in the league. That is A-Rod to the Yankees times 10 and LeBron to the Lakers times 5. It looks right.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Colin Cowherd, he's got Tom Brady wearing a Dallas Cowboys uniform. He thinks it looks good. He thinks it's a good look, and it fits, and it's right. Tom Brady to the Cowboys.
Would Jerry do that to Robert?
Yep, I think he would.
Well, get me mine. Give me some. Yeah. Do you see Dak said...
That's now disrespect to another owner by signing a player?
Yeah, I mean, Bill took AB. Mayock got screwed up out there in the Raiders, right? Like, Bill pulled that one off. He's buddies with him. I mean,
that was a trade. I don't know how that has anything to do with this.
I'm just saying, but you end up getting a player. It seemed like it got
Oakland
backdoored
traded
on it.
For him when they got him. It wasn't like he was a free agent, then he was a total mess there.
Right. But there's a reason he became a mess, because maybe a new team wanted you and became available, right? Let's get his ass cut and we'll get him. They tried to get him.
All right, whatever.
Pittsburgh went.
I don't know how signing a free agent is disrespectful to the previous owner.
Because that's the brand.
Previous owner can sign him too.
Wouldn't it make sense, though, that if he was going to bounce, it would be to America's team? Like, I can't see him in Miami. I can't see him in Tampa. I really can't see him with the Chargers. Like, I don't know if he wants to go out there and play with Anthony Lynn. Play for Anthony Lynn.
Yeah, or play for a team that doesn't have any fans.
You're
like,
still,
that sucks.
You're still like, you're a replacement city. You're second or third fiddle out there. You're sharing a stadium again. It sucks. Giants, Jets, that sucks sharing a stadium. It does. It's not really your stadium. Dallas is a brand. America's team.
Why are so many people convinced that the Cowboys are just done with Dak Prescott because they don't want to pay him? Is that the main reason?
Supposedly he's going to be asking from north of 40. He wants to crush Russ Wilson's contract.
Well, he's not going to get that from the Cowboys or anyone else.
And he said he's going to stay away from the complex this offseason. That'll do him well. That always gets you in with Jerry. I mean, but all those players have held out, like, you know, threatened it, you know, like Zeke have gotten their money.
Yeah.
They've gotten paid. Cooper's gotten paid. They gave up a lot to get him. I think Dallas is possible. I do. Established owner, big stadium, great uniform now from my pie chart.
Great uniform. That's a 1% factor.
I don't put a lot into it, but you still got to experiment in those international stocks.
What does Coward have on the great uniform? What does he have on this?
It looks right. You don't think looks matter? Jerry's got an art gallery in his stadium. Margarita bars. The stadium's about appearances. I'm just saying, if Dak is asking for the money he's asking for, and Adam Schefter saying they're going to franchise tag him, hey, franchise tagging's not cheap either. You could do worse. Right now, Tom, in my opinion, is a better quarterback. Do you understand the merch this would create? This is Ronaldo to, you know, Barcelona. That's what it was. The merchandise, the shirts, the jerseys. Just, I'm telling you, optics matter. We don't eat blue food. I don't fly yellow airplanes. I don't. Airplanes, I like Delta. Power blue, power red. I'm sorry. That stuff matters.
Ties.
These companies all.
Spirit.
All are spending hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on optics. You got a free agent legend. You got a young quarterback worth about 28 that wants 38 and is not bending. You could do worse. It's Jerry Jones. He has the best practice facility. He's got the best stadium. He's got the best brand. He sells the most merchandise. Look at that.
Merch? They're going to sign Brady for the merch?
Could you imagine the buzz of him getting off a bus and walking into a hotel on a road game? Like what that would create for the Cowboys? Cowboys carry that, you know, with them anyway. The buzz at practice, the buzz at camp, watching that. What number would he wear?
You think his wife wants to move to Dallas?
No.
So that's no longer a factor?
It should be. It ain't right.
Power blue, power red.
I can't tell you anything about that. He flies on a Delta plane. What?
He doesn't want to
fly
Southwest.
I don't fly yellow airplanes.
He doesn't fly
Aeroplanes.
Spirit.
Isn't Southwest?
I like Delta.
A little yellow in there.
You go to Terminal A. You know where Delta's terminal is. Where's Spirit's terminal at Logan? You don't even know. Right? Delta's A.
We don't eat blue food.
Right. Yeah,
what does
you
that
do.
Mean?
He's
what
making
does that
a
mean?
Point, Beetle. Just because we don't understand it doesn't make the point any less valid.
Have you ever watched Vegas Vacation? Cousin Eddie is in line and he's
don't
getting
listen
blue,
to what,
blue
Don't
chicken.
Listen to what he's saying. Listen to how he's saying
I'm
it.
Just
he's
having
adamant.
A hard time following him. Brady's pie, according to Zoe, 70% of the decision will be based on money. 18% of the decision will be based on weapons.
It's 88.
11% will depend on respect.
It's 99.
And 1% will depend on having a cool uniform.
Yeah, a little bit. Power blue, power red.
He'd look good in a Cowboys uniform.
What about powder blue?
No.
Is there a powder red? Is that like a pastel?
Is there a uniform that Brady would look bad in?
Tampa. Titans. I hate the Titans uniform. Hate it. Hate it.
Cowherd had the visuals, all the terrible photoshops of all the uniforms on purpose. And then the Cowboys was a perfect photoshop.
Why?
Him in like Romo's uniform.
Why?
Cowherd must have put out the call for the baseball photoshop guys.
Yeah, why are they so bad?
Miraculously made Mookie Betts into a Dodger almost instantly with amazing photoshop jobs. They must have put out the call. They must have commissioned one of those artists for a Brady Photoshop and a Cowboys
yeah,
uniform.
There's a ton of bad uniforms for Brady.
Right.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville
looked
bad.
They look bad.
Yeah.
Saints. I don't think he'd look good in a Saints uniform. Forget about that swap. Lions. He'd actually look good
Steelers.
In a
uniform. I look good in a Steelers uniform. White with the gold pants, black helmet.
Oh. Mabel's on the line.
Oh, God.
Mabel.
Oh, hi. My God. I almost just choked on my coffee.
Mabel, are you on Twitter now? I got a Twitter request from somebody or follow or something.
The real
that's
Mabel.
Like, yeah, you're the real Mabel. Is that really you?
I actually am on Twitter.
All
yes.
Right. All right. I'll make sure I'm following you then.
Would you like your Cowboy team better with him?
Can I just tell you, I'm speaking for the number one Dallas Cowboy fan in Massachusetts. We do not want him. But how you feel about Dak Prescott as your quarterback?
Oh, I love it.
Excuse me?
I'd scoop
what did
him
you
up
say?
In a minute.
You heard me.
You don't want
me.
Him.
How about we? I don't want him, and my team doesn't want him. But I'm just saying, you guys are talking all of a sudden. Would that not make sense if your boy comes to us?
So you don't want Brady or Dak? You don't want either one?
No, she doesn't want Brady.
I want Dak. I want Dak. We've got a new coach. We've got a new team. We don't want Brady. So you guys can keep him. And this whole talk about him coming to Dallas, quite frankly, is very upsetting to me.
I don't know why it'd be upsetting.
Well, I think when you're a
especially
true fan
if Dak
of another
is going to hold out, is he going to hold out?
Yeah, I think so.
That ruins your whole year.
Just because you signed, they tag you doesn't mean you have to sign.
You don't
he could
to
hold out.
Up.
He could hold out to week 8 next year.
Yeah, no, I just didn't know if he had made those intentions clear.
Right, but I think he's dropped hints. He's not going to be around the facility if he's not signed. Not going to be there.
during the offseason.
Yeah.
Hardy has headlines. We'll go right back to your calls on both Mookie Betts and Tom Brady next. Wow.
I don't fly yellow aeroplane.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
What's up, guys? Thanks for all the questions you sent in yesterday. I want to make sure I got back and answered a few of them. My favorite one came from some guy named Julian Edelman, who said, drop the skincare routine. Come on, man. I told you, we've been this 1,000 times. You just got to drink more water.
Good question, David. I knew you'd be the first one. I think my favorite would be Saturday morning donuts with my boys in the locker room. Good question, Matt. I think my answer would be sugar. I know it's really not a food, but as little as possible, but it's tough for all of us, I know.
Holy cow. They still do the Saturday morning donuts.
How long they've been doing that for? I've never heard of it.
Since the 90s. Rookies bring in the donuts every Saturday morning. It would be just those big boxes of Dunkin' Donuts. All kinds of assortments. Gallons of milk. That brings everybody. Gets nobody fired up more than getting donuts and a gallon of milk. Ice cold milk. You got to keep it in that cooler. It's like ice cold. Oh, give me more milk. Mm. That's how we used to weigh in on Fridays, too. Scar would weigh us in. Me and Diossi would sit in the steam room. Weigh in. Okay, keep going. Go sit back in there. And then as I make weight, I'm drinking, chugging milk and donuts. Thanks, Scar. See you next week.
Saturday morning donuts with my boys in the locker room.
These nuts. With his boys. So,
do you think Tom Brady gets weighed on Fridays?
Yeah. Of course.
Really?
Yeah, he's got to do the weigh-in. Maybe that's going to be part of the new contract. Maybe I don't have to get weighed in. You know, skip that. Skip the OTAs. Would he make Saturday morning donuts a thing if he goes to another team?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he would. 617-779-0985. Steven's in the car on Mookie Betts. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How's it going, man?
Good. So, I don't know. I feel like, I know the trade's on hold right now, but do you think maybe there's a possibility that Mookie would come back in free agency?
No.
I know.
No,
you don't think so? I mean, there.
I think Dodgers are going to sign him long term.
The thing that popped in my head was, I know it's two different players, but when Chapman got traded to the Cubs, and then he ended up going back to the Yankees in free agency, I don't know, maybe something like that. That's what popped in my head.
No, I know it's happened before, but with Mookie Betts, if the Red Sox wanted to pay him,
they would have done it.
They'd keep him here and try and pay him.
You think you trade the player to hope that it lowers his dollar value or his value goes down? Then you're going to get back in the mix because the player's valued so high right now?
If the Red Sox wanted to pay the guy, they'd be offering more than the $300 million they've reportedly offered him.
I
don't think he's coming back.
Because
they will not be competitive.
I
bet the Red Sox don't even get into the mix of teams that talk to Mookie Betts when he hits free agency. I bet they're not even picking up the phone. That's what I think.
Let's let him go play in L.A. for a year. I bet he won't like it out there.
Traffic is bad.
Then we'll be able to get him back at less money than had we kept him here for the season. No.
Wait until he wins the World Series there.
Yeah, let him go get... Yeah. No.
Like, wait, no. I get to live in L.A. and I'm on a good team and this team wants to pay me? Why would I leave?
Mookie's single, right?
I don't know.
I think so. I don't know.
I don't know what his...
Yeah.
I don't think he's married, if that's what you're
right.
asking.
Wow. Yeah.
As far as I know.
A lot of money living in L.A., man. A lot of young guys like that.
Jesse's in Weymouth. Hey, Jesse. Okay, try us back. Rick in Plymouth. Hi, Rick.
How you doing, guys?
Hey. Good.
I got my truck, and you guys were talking about what it would take to get Tom to stay. Listen, before you get him any receivers, before you get him a tight end, you got to fix that offensive line Because every time I saw Tom on camera, he was getting picked up by either a referee or Shaq Mason. I mean, the guy was running for his life at 42 years old, and you think he's going to come back to that same nightmare with Dante Scarnecchia gone? When David Andrews went down, that offensive line went to total crap. It's a total train wreck.
Okay, so David Andrews is coming back. We don't know that.
We don't know that, and I'm hoping he is, but still, I mean, Sony Michel had the same problem. No run blocking. There's no pass blocking. You can't get the ball to the receivers if he doesn't have any time to throw. I mean, how do we know how good these receivers really are?
I think you're overstating Brady being on the run. I think he had more time than you think he did, Rick. I don't think that he was getting killed back there. He had time. He had no one to throw to. No one to get open.
This whole offense is so, like, to what Charlie said, it goes through the tight end and the slot receiver. It's a quick base timing type offense. And when you don't have one of those pieces and they double the other one and you're forced to go outside, right? That's how teams figure out how to beat Brady. Jets did it. You muddy up the middle of the field. You have an extra defender in there. You take out the inside. You double him. You forced Brady to go to the outside, to the perimeter. And he was able to make the throws against the Falcons in the Super Bowl when they came back from 25 down. Falcons did the same thing. You know, same thing going back to the Seattle game where Edelman and those guys had to win on the outside. Gronkowski had to find ways to get him creative outside. Brady can make the throws if he has time. I'm with you on that. Yeah, I mean, hey, was the line a mess this year at times? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Shaq Mason didn't have the greatest year. Tooney's going to be gone. What are you really doing at left tackle? Are you keeping Isaiah Wynn there or are you getting a tackle? Probably keeping him there, right? Now, Cannon's getting older. It's interesting, though, too. Again, caller brings up Scar not being there. Dante retired. Who's, you know, Scar does a hell of a job coaching those guys up in transition from week to week.
Jesse is back on the line. Hey, Jesse.
How you doing?
Hi.
I think the Patriots should really consider signing Jameis Winston for next year.
Oh, that's not a good one here. All right, make your case. Go ahead. Do it. Make the case.
I think putting him with Belichick would add a different dimension to him. Coming off 5,000 passing yards, he's more worth the $30 million than would be paying Brady.
We do have crab legs here that are probably better than down there. Well, Tampa's probably pretty good, too. But he's like the big crabs, like those Alaskan king crabs. Still got to ship them in, right, from the West Coast.
If they win, will he eat the W?
When's the last
time
you
told you guys I would quit when Johnny Manziel were to become the Patriots starting quarterback?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I might put that out there for Jameis Winston too.
How many pick sixes?
I'm not quit my job.
How many pick
sixes do you have
this year? I'm
quitting being a Patriots fan at that point. Like, I'm out. That's it. I got to find a new team.
Did he start six games with like pick sixes?
I'm not doing that. No.
I ain't doing it either.
Nope.
The first 30-30 man in history.
No.
That's the first.
Nope.
We screamed
33 touchdowns this year and 30 interceptions.
We got more upset with that comment than we did to Mariota. Like, you could almost talk us into a little more athletic guy.
I'll deal with Mariota.
Yeah.
Because that will eventually fail. But I don't think Mariota is he's not good, but
sloppy like this kid.
At least you could sort of see the angle there. No. Winston, no, I can't.
Threw for 5,000 yards. You're down all the time.
Not doing that. Not doing that. No, thank you.
You're going to throw for 5,000 yards when you throw a pick six on the first play
kidding.
Of the game and you're down right away.
Yeah.
Once a week, you throw that pick.
Once you become one-dimensional.
33-30.
That's a big number. That'll get you out of the league.
I mean, should.
When's the last time you spent any time really thinking about Jameis Winston?
Ever. Never.
Like, not at all this season.
Never. We entertained the Mariota thought more than that.
That final week of the season when he was going for his 30th interception. That's when we worried about Winston.
Can't do that. I'm sorry. We cannot do that. 617-779-0985.
Bad protection this year, though. He got sacked.
I need a better suggestion. I'd rather pay Dak Prescott $40 million a year, man. I would do that to avoid any of those.
For next year.
Oh. He was sacked 47 times this year. Bad protection. Wasn't his fault.
It was absolutely his fault. Absolutely his fault. More your calls
Is
are coming
nine fumbles
next.
A lot in a season for a quarterback? Is that a lot?
Lost?
Nine.
Did he fumble nine times or lose all nine of them?
We'll find out.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, God, 40 turnovers.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
Joe just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On behalf of the players, we simply say thank you. Thank you for the privilege of competing before you here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL.
Oh yeah, this thing's starting up on Saturday. The XFL.
Let's go.
Let's go. Do you think that people will embrace and watch and pay attention to the XFL after a 19-year gap in games?
They're embracing the gambling, the betting. They're going to have the scrolls rolling of the spreads.
They took 19 years off. Yes, that is one of the stories today that they will feature on the screen during XFL games. The line on the game plus the over-under will be displayed as part of the bug, as they call it, which is the scoreboard on your screen that's shown at all times.
I like it.
I like that. That's not exactly like...
I mean, you could look it up, but I mean, it's cool.
I mean, yeah, I guess it hasn't been put on the screen, but is that like truly groundbreaking that they're going to put a game line in the over-under on
No,
there?
But they need,
like,
they need to be different. They need to be different.
It'd be more extreme if they were saying there's going to be in-game wagering and there will be updated lines that refresh and change throughout the course of the game. That's where the NFL wants to get to eventually. The NFL's waiting for it to be legal in every state. And once it is... By the way, Maine just passed it today. Maine, now going to be legal to gamble on sports. So Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island. Are you seeing a trend here in New England? What is the holdup? Massachusetts. So, yeah, that's going to be part of it.
You going to do picks tomorrow?
But are people going to watch this? The AAF happened, and it was something we tried. We all watched it, right? Remember watching the AAF?
I don't think I watched one snap.
Really?
No. Nope.
Zoe and I did. And it was bad. We watched it. We were like, all right, you know, maybe they finally put a lower level league together that could work.
Nope.
Didn't work. Nope. It was bad football. It was so bad.
It was like they played it in dimly lit stadiums. It was awful.
I mean, they had it on CBS.
No.
They were not relegated to some network you couldn't find. And the same will be true of the XFL. They are going to be on ESPN this weekend. They're going to be on Fox this weekend. They're going to be on ABC. So they will be on the major networks. Those are the three stations that their games will air on this coming weekend. Two games on Saturday and two on Sunday. The windows are 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. 2 and 5, both Saturday and Sunday.
That's good windows.
Got to be different, right?
Four games...
Slightly different. Not the NFL.
Everything's
one and
different.
Four.
Everything's different.
Four
one
games.
And four.
Two 8 minute ads.
2 and 5. Different.
Six is the magic number.
I could see the NFL going to a 2 and 5 schedule in the future. We saw it already in the playoffs. They've already tweaked divisional round.
They'd lose their money from NBC's pregame show. Not going to do that.
That's true.
I like their logo. I do. I like the XFL logo.
You like the signage and the visuals. Yeah. You like their uniforms,
it sucked
too?
Sucked me in, yeah.
Have you seen their football?
I have not.
Their football has the ends of the ball are colored. And they claim that with the tips, if you will, the colored tips, that it makes it easier for the receiver to track the ball.
Yeah. I mean, that's how when you used to train as a young receiver – you would paint the end of the football and you teach the receiver. That's how you stare at the point. So,
the points are colored. They're colored in.
Power blue, power red.
No, no, I don't know if it's power blue, power red. I think it's white, and then it's surrounded by whichever the home team color is.
I'm sorry.
But they're going to have four games this weekend. Everyone's going to play in this league.
It's a cool-looking
and
ball.
I got to think that it is. It's a decent-looking ball. It's also got a sort of a different tackified leather to it, from what I can tell.
It looks like one of those rubberized footballs.
It does.
You take
a little
to the
bit.
Beach. Yeah.
I could probably throw that I just think that the XFL is going to meet the same demise that all of these, including the XFL 1.0, it's going to meet the same demise that all of these other leagues have met.
Which is, it's not as good as the NFL, so why am I watching it?
Right. You're going to watch it, it's not going to be great football, and you're going to say, wait, these guys couldn't even make the 53rd spot on an NFL roster. Why am I watching these guys? Why am I watching the practice squad? These guys aren't very good.
Because it's football. Something different.
Yeah, but it's not.
It gives you a little bit of a fix. People will tune
just
in initially.
Just football has never been good enough to sustain itself. It has to be good. It has to be high-quality football.
They're going to speed the game up. This is what they say is going to help them. There's going to be an eighth official on the field. His only job is to spot the ball.
Oh, more flags. That's great.
Okay?
No, he's going to be basically the guy who sets up the play.
Right. 25-second play clock will then begin. They're estimating an average of 32 seconds between plays. The game clock will run after incompletions and plays in which the ball went out of bounds until less than 2 minutes remain, blah, blah, blah. Coaches will have two timeouts per half, not three, only two. And halftime has been cut to 10 minutes. And then there's overtime. Overtime is totally different. Do you know about the overtime rules?
Yeah, we've talked about the overtime rules. So the value of the XFL to the NFL is they can steal rule changes, and it can be a guinea pig for things that could sort of work in the NFL. That's why the XFL could be really good for football in general, for professional football. Is there things they could use that the NFL looks at and says, you know what, that would work pretty good if we added that. If that were part of our league, that could be something positive. If there's something we really like about the XFL, the NFL can just steal it. That's a good part. But I wonder if it's going to stick around long enough for everyone to actually pay attention to it at some point.
Tampa Bay Vipers. If Jameis Winston doesn't work out there, you go play for them. Green and gold. Pretty cool uniforms. I like their helmets. DC team. I like them.
The maximum salary in this league is $257,000. Which is less than the league minimum in the NFL.
Well, this is why they had trouble getting any players, because the amount of money that they said they were going to have, like the AFL, it didn't end up being what they thought it was going to be.
The average salary in the XFL is going to be $55,000.
So that's pretty good.
What kind of talent are you buying for $55,000?
Landry Jones, Matt McGloin, Josh Johnson.
Or as Francesa would say, McCluthinous.
McCluthinous.
I'm looking for names that I recognize. Coney Ealy. He's a defensive end with the Houston team. Yeah. I believe they're the Roughnecks.
They have a big oil rig on the side of their helmet. I wonder where they got that from. Looks just like the Houston Oilers. Back when they were Houston Oilers.
Not a lot of marquee names here.
That's the problem. The name problem.
Cardale Jones, Connor Cook. Yeah. The quarterbacks, Landry Jones.
Landry Jones, you mentioned him, yeah. Where was he at last? Pittsburgh?
Texans, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know if it was. I remember him being in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was his last stop. I mean, they've got the double forward pass, which is allowed in this sport.
I like that.
Which is sort of ridiculous.
Just pure confusion.
Like Air Force football.
We want you to do things that you were never taught to do properly in football.
Yes.
You're going to do it the opposite.
So double forward pass, meaning you can't just throw a 10-yard pass, catch it, and then throw it again.
It's got to be behind the line.
It has to be behind the line of scrimmage. So what you can
do is...
Not
Air Force football.
Right. You can dump it off to a running back in a forward fashion, right? So,
and then he can throw it again.
And then he can chuck it again downfield.
See, that's a cool thing, is you could have a guy in the gun, and you have a back offset to him to the right, have him run straight to the sideline, throw it to him. He could catch it and then throw it to the receiver. I can see this thing being exciting.
Like, wouldn't
the Raiders And again, their quarterback situation. Is it Pryor? Is it the kid from, you know, is it McLaughlin? Or is it probably going to figure that out, which one is quarterback in their team?
McLaughlin.
Who is not? Oh, Pryor's not starting. Okay, then McLaughlin's starting. McLaughlin is starting.
Okay.
Matt McGloin. Is who that would be?
McLaughlin's.
McLaughlin.
I'm going to bottom. I'm going to call Paul Sills, see if he knows anything about
McLaughlin. McLaughlin? No, let me get this right. Let me slow it down. McLaughlin's.
Snuffleupagus.
I have fears that it's not going to last, which is too bad. It'd be fun to have another league. Another league that we could actually watch. 617-779-0985. You want to talk about the XFL? We could do that too. No commercials here, just headlines with Hardy.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.